No. Well, I wouldn't mind sitting here and letting you talk for two more hours. The organist and the choir in church provide the
music.
And after church, you might say, oh, the music was just
wonderful.
Or
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. If you had a flat tire on the way to church, you might say, church will be over
before we fix your flat.
Mm-hmm. And the enemy of God is the
devil.
What's another name for him?
Another name for the devil?
Sir.
Well, that's not all I ever heard.
What might you tell children was going to come get them?
Do what?
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't?
The devil, if they're not being good.
Pardon?
The devil.
Would you ever say the boogeyman or the boogeyman?
No, the boogeyman. I don't like that, but we'll use that.
Is he the devil?
Well, it's supposed to be, according to my expression.
Mm. All righty. Then what do people think that they might see in graveyards in white?
Ghosts.
And what kind of house do ghosts live in?
What kind of house? All houses.
Well, ghosts, though. If the house had ghosts, you'd say it's a what house?
Ghost house.
Or what's another word for that?
Scary house.
Okay.
The house is haunted.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for. And if you had if somebody was asking you to do something you didn't really want to, you might say, I'll go if you insist, but
I'd rather not do that. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not go.
And if somebody owned like 500 acres, you might say that's something.
That's a lot of land.
What's another way of saying that? Is there another way to say that?
500 acres.
Another way to say a lot of.
That's a lot of ground.
Do you ever say right smart?
I've heard it, but I don't think I've ever used that to right smart. I don't know. I don't believe it.
You hear it locally?
I have heard it, yeah.
Okay.
That is a right smart land. Mm-hmm. At this point, if you'll hit that, I'll tell you a little something we'll cut right.
Can't
on.
You tell me without the...
Yeah.
Can't you tell me on the tape?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Well, it's just he's talking about a lot of land.
Uh-huh.
This fellow down in the Mississippi Valley, the swamp land, had some land for sale, and he advertised it. So, fellow asked the ad, and he says, I'm answering this ad, and I don't know what you want. Checked it over, it's not worth that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what would you give? So it wouldn't take less than $500. He said, water and the mud and the slush, when the water's out all the banks, get up on those trees. He said, must be up there 10 foot high.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said, that's some of my hogs. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do, where they're scratching the back. He said, I won't give you $500 extra for that lamb, but I'll give you $500 for some of those hogs.
That's not a true story, is it?
Huh?
That's not a true story.
No, it's not a true story, but they told it for a fact.
Yeah, okay.
I said, oh, it's just on my hog. We've been scratching about it.
Uh-huh.
He said, I won't give $500 a head for that lamb, but I'll give $500 a head for some of those hogs.
Okay.
Biggest one.
If something were shocking, you reported to you, you might say, why the very...
If it was shocking.
Mm-hmm. The very... You know, to indicate that you're a little bit shocked, the very...
The very thoughts of that.
Or
irks me or something.
If you didn't know about something, you might say,
I have no idea.
Okay. That works just as well. If you met somebody, what would you say as a greeting to ask about their health?
Yeah. By the way, how are you feeling today, John?
All right. And if you're introduced to a stranger, what do you say?
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you've enjoyed a visit, you might say to the person,
I hope you'll come back soon. Who is it with us or something? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. What do you say on December 25th?
December 25th, Merry Christmas.
Do you ever say Christmas gift? Or
Christmas gift on Christmas Eve.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know, just a greeting.